títulos dele, por foram cometidos. If having an incoming session, this is our day to day. No outsider except the those who provide support are like the DNR. There's still an open meeting in India come to find an outcome. But it will be the portfolio committee for which we can. Let me say that this meeting is going to run, I don't think it will take hours, I don't think it will take 1.5 hours. Maybe it may not even take an hour, depending on how we engage on some of these issues, which I think all of them are straightforward. But after this meeting, at this venue, there's going to be a steering committee meeting. You remember that time when we get the thinking that we're going to visit province to do what we call inspection on service delivery improvement plan. And we then said there's a need for a startup planning to be done in order to undertake that project. And we set up a steering committee comprising of some of us here and representatives of the Department of Public Service and Administration and also the Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission and the Department will be joining us. What happens at 11 a.m.?
Yes, at 11.
So that will take that process forward. If not all of us joining the steering committee. But it's not an offense for all of us volunteering to participate. But now let's start with the agenda items. We are basically going to look at reports. Some of these reports were supposed to have been processed and adopted long time ago. We have to check as to whether we want to handle them as we wanted to any of them. The first report is a report on the international conference of the International Association of Food and Industry Administration, commonly abbreviated as FAAG. There is a report part of the package that we have. That is marked a report of the Portfolio Committee for Public Service and Administration on the 27th International Congress for Administrative Plans. That is the one. maybe let me indicate that the IIAF, which is the International Institute of Administrative Sciences and Asia are two global organizations focusing on issues of public service and administration. Their relationship is like what we have in South Africa today, SAPAM, the South African Association of Public Administration and Management, and ASARPAM. They are all, these two bodies, IAGIA and IIEA, they are all international bodies, like I said, dealing with public service administration. IIEA, in approach, is like sort of more scientific. And IAGIA is like sort of a general responsibility for public service and administration. All along, these two bodies were having their conferences one after so that there were some members of the IAGIA who are also members of IIEA, but not all members of IIEA were members of IAGIA. So the IAGIA conference is that, and then at the end, then that is then the last day of the IAGIA conference. that is the IAEA conference in that part. This year, that was the subject, what a decision was taken last year in Poland at the IAEA conference to say we need to get this to body. Like sort of having their conference together for the first time this year as a step towards getting these two things like matched into one thing. Because there is nothing like two scientific in particular stretching and two general. The two aspects, being scientific and being general, are set to actually constitute the whole picture. So you have if you have these two approaches, you have the full approach, it's like two sides of the coin. Where if you don't have the other side of the coin, you only have the one side, that coin is simply called a page. It does not have any value. It's like administrating public administration without the scientific approach of it, it's said to be an incomplete part. So that's why this is what has to be not be surprised if the International Congress for Administrative Sciences is actually the same thing. Now, we were represented as a portfolio committee at that conference by Mr. Nyambi, who came back and presented a report, which report is now, because it was actually there representing us, which report is now owned by us as a portfolio committee. But because we were also not doing that for ourselves as a portfolio committee, we're doing that as Parliament, this report is actually owned by Parliament. So that we then see the way forward that we then follow. So that is the report. I know this report was circulated more than one. But the last time it was taken was just now. I think it that the members have read, if you have not given it on this before this meeting, I think those who can read fast, now that you have the report, you have read. Can I then present the report to there is a move that the report, that the minute moving that the report here, okay.
Okay. It's about conducting observations or recommendations. In rural areas.
Well, not area. The scientific part of the conference is an area. Alright, let's kill the last R. Two R.
And specifically on
page one.
The under conference 80 of the section. Simplifying public administration in a globalized world.
Yeah. In a globalized world.
And on page two.
And world, of course, is a separate letter that we need. On page two.
The first paragraph under two, conclusion of the basis of the community. 1, 2, through the third line there, you must remove one in advance.
Oh yeah, it's more threat, isn't it? Well, it's more emphasis.
And then the last paragraph, third line again, if you consider the problem, it's not quiet.
It's not quiet, yeah.
Second adoption.
Mm-hmm. Adoption figure with the correction made.
Agreed. Done. Item 2, International Public Management Association, there is a report on that. it was a conference held in the country. We were represented by Mr. Yuli. This report was report of the Control Committee for Public Health Administration on the International Human Resource Management Conference, 1923, this one. Where did you get that job? Because There are recommendations there, which is quite good. For the men who must be sure of what we're going to do, they are men for our going and the same. We need to choose the best to satisfy of what we do. To improve human resource management is all in charge, and they are going to improve them. I think it's fine. That skills must be the same. It's an issue that we can solve. We're retaining and we're attracting that is so similar as visa and the chief intervention. Move, anything on the ambition, put it back on there. Any counter, no counter. Roundtable on the role of civil society. There is a report, written report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration on Global Economy. On the role of civil society, yes.
I know that there are returns around the recommendation, how we keep the issue.
Yes, we will engage the recommendation. You remember we organized a 3-day session next day. When we look at the next day program, we are going to consider that. A 3-day session where we want to reflect on our program of 2007. So in reflecting on our program, it will include the seminars, the conferences, everything. So if there are recommendations, what we need to then say, what then do we do with the recommendations that are contained in a report of a conference which we actually attended? So we're going to take it forward. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Service and Administration on the role of civil society around change. Do we have that one? Civil society round table, the one that has the names and the... that report, I should have indicated that this is the last meeting. This report, as you can see, is in a short run. It's not complete. But the people that were submitting, I mean the reason that were submitting this report here is for this committee to reflect on what we think could be contributed to the recommendation. And the meaning in terms of the language and everything is the grammatical thing we are going to change that. So don't worry, we have to be sure that even KMG, as you write, he will not put this thing verbatim. It's in a short draft. That's what we're saying. We had a round table. This round table, where the committee had an opportunity to be addressed by one of the citizens of this country in the name of Professor Dr. Daniel Porter, when we made a decision on the role of civil society. A decision that no doubt generated a lot of interest. We saw a lot of writing after that in the newspapers, in our individual capacity. Some of us might have met some people appreciating and congratulating. Maybe for me, some of the rambling is why we did that. But the fact of the matter is that we have that wonderful intersection which actually, I think it was the second round table organized, but it was the first very successful, both in terms of attendance, also in terms of participation. those are the things that we then said we need to do. Now, on the recommendation, which is not there as it is now, the on the lithium day, there was an understanding that we need to do more of the foundation. So that is one of the ways of doing things. It's very interesting. It's unlike a situation where we could have put that topic and say the role of civil society. Then you get, say, the Department of PSP or someone will come and lead a discussion. I mean, they will lead a discussion, but that discussion is done by people who always want to present a piece. That is called like sort of, I mean, the brighter side of the picture. And when you have the brighter side of the picture only, the thing is that you don't have the advantage. You don't have the advantage of hearing what the other people say. We extended the invitation last week, members of this committee to attend a meeting where we're invited by the Department of Provincial and Local Government on a report presented by the University of Turkey. We believe that would be the same to some of us. I didn't go to one of the other committees. The University of Turkey that has conducted an investigation on the public demonstration to the country. Service delivery to major public demonstration. And when you get at a report like that, it tells you that there is more that we need to know about the role of civil society. More especially as committee for funding. So that intervention through the round table we did have our cars and stuff like that. So the feeling that we need to do it again. So more and more. For example, we are doing the home and call the very same speech and stuff like that. what do you think? But maybe let them say, I'm not sure if one to flag until we do the program for next year. Or one to put up some recommendations in here. Maybe let's see what members would have to say. We know that we're still going to reflect on this thing when we have the annual program review. What are those things? Is there any recommendation? This report is going for Parliament. Is there any recommendation that we want Parliament to consider? I think one thing is to commend the very new approach of council. Because you see, I remember our program was rejected by the chairperson of committee. It was rejected because we were included round 10. So it was rejected and then we appealed to say, or maybe we need to be given an opportunity to explain. And after explaining, the office was very much like satisfied. They know what to do and let's have the thing going on. But I think we are the only committee that is actually approaching this way of doing things like this, having ground today. Don't want to recommend that as part of this, to recommend to Parliament to know, not to approve. I mean, it's a methodology, it's a modus operandi. We can't be taught like ABC as to how to do oversight as a portfolio committee. So I'm saying.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah, I think I've also express my satisfaction on the fact that this committee is especially a very innovative way of engaging the public of civil society. I think this is in line with the mission of the Parliament as developed in 2004 to 2009. that is to say now, wanting to create a parliament that is responsive and that actually which is responsive to the needs of the people and which is moving towards realizing the ideal of a better life for all. A people's parliament, so to speak. I think that's the mission of this parliament. And towards that, parliament also instituted a research around the role of parliament, its role, its place. And I think members were issued with the report. But not only that, it's a bit strange that the health committee could come with that. Because if you look at the task, what we call the task team, which was instituted by the very same chair of committee and with three focus groups. One of these focus groups was around accountability, and they've come up with a new accountability model from the very same office. And one of the key recommendations was that parliament should move away from this paradigm of seeing committees as an appendage of the executive, to be more orientated towards, you know, activity, outward orientated rather than inward. And one of their key recommendations was that in order to make parliament a people's parliament, we need to engage civil society. Among other recommendations was that we need to have a committee to create a forum where now actually we can have, you know, various stakeholders to participate to make input. And equally, to also have now a panel of experts to discuss issues of natural concern. This is a report coming from the very same chapters and the reflection. So I think what actually the committee has done is to lead a release. It's not something which is actually released. These are the trends that are developing in the parliament. Therefore, I agree with you that now, actually, one of the recommendations to say that now, was to begin actually to make parliament a people's parliament by engaging, you know, the real people outside. But in reality, we're the voice of the people. And what we're doing is to listen to the people more than to the inner people. So hence, I feel strongly right now, it is important. I don't know whether we should say we recommend what happened. Perhaps I'm not sure what the status of that report, you know, the status of that report, and the status of this new model of accountability. You know, if perhaps we have reached a point of implementation, then I'm trying to think, because I'm not sure about the status of that report presently for the speaker's office and what actually we are doing, which is recommended. So if you can clarify that, perhaps we have a way of other things that we recommend the committee that actually has shown a way of doing things, or rather to feel strong that recommendation in that report should actually be stretched out as a way forward of a new model of
thank you. I think the status of that report, the Joint Group Committee, actually still working on that. But it's something that is actually in a full thing. It has a status, it's actually a diet, it's actually something that, because it's a multifaceted policy that has been given that we are full things like that. The point you are raising also then suggests to us also, taking a decision as to what we want to do, what data we want to attach to. What data do we want to attach to this report? Do we want parliament to know our report, or do we want every table this report to be a platform that will debate the future of the program? It would then be it was debate, and that is why actually has to deal with the thing, just like sort of a popularize it and moratorize around it, so that it would then be that the people that are going to what happened with your agreement? If you don't mind me.